This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Riot police moved in on protesters in the southern Myanmar city of Dawei Saturday as crowds defied their increasingly brutal attempt to crush the anti-coup movement. The tear gas scattered demonstrations in two places around the small city. Dawei has been the scene of a number of violent police actions against protesters since the military seized power in a February 1st coup, with around five people there alone killed. Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite cleric have delivered a powerful message about peaceful coexistence, urging Muslims to embrace Iraq's long beleaguered Christian minority during an anti-historic meeting. Or during a historic meeting, the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani said religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians and that they should live in peace and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican says Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised a voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted during some of the most violent times in Iraq's recent history. At least 20 people were killed, 30 wounded by a suicide car bomb just outside a restaurant near the port in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, late Friday. The blast sent plumes of smoke into the sky and triggered gunfire. The blast occurred outside a restaurant near the port, again, according to witnesses. Somalia's state-run Radio Mogadishu reported that there were also destructive incidents of property and that police had cordoned off the area. No one has claimed responsibility. Islamist group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out such bombings in Somalia and elsewhere. This is VOA News.